Tom, after I watched my Duke Blue Devils win at Boston College last night, I understand there was a speech, otherwise known as the State of the Union, which highlighted once again partisan divide in Washington to get kind of a post-mortem on what we heard and saw last night. Bloomberg Government Congressional Leadership Reporter Emily Wilkins joins us from Washington, D.C. Emily, thanks so much for joining us. What were your key takeaways from President Trump's State of the Union speech last evening?
Sure. So this sounded a little bit more like a campaign speech than a speech that we're used to hearing at the State of the Union. Usually at the State of the Union, the president will lay out their policy objectives for the upcoming year. But this time it sounded more like Trump was touting his own, what he saw as his own victories in the last year. He had a lot of moments that he created, giving a scholarship to a student, reuniting a military father with his wife and children. By surprise. There's tensions within the chamber as well. You saw Republicans chanting four more years, four more years. For the most part, you saw Democrats sitting quietly or shaking their heads. It was definitely a very partisan vibe within the room last night.
Well, talk about a partisan vibe. We had the House Speaker Pelosi ripping up the speech. Is that really what happened? And what do you think the repercussions could or should be from that?
Yes, that's absolutely what happened. I mean, the speaker herself said as she was leaving the room and asked about it by reporters, she said, yeah, I ripped it up. She said that there wasn't any truth in it. It was kind of tense between Pelosi and Trump throughout the speech. Initially, Pelosi seemed to extend her hand and Trump seemed to reject her handshake. And then when it came time for Pelosi to announce Trump, usually the Speaker of the House will say that they have the honor to introduce the president. And this time, Pelosi left out a couple of those honorific words. Yeah. But I mean, this is not anything particularly new. You've seen tensions between Pelosi and Trump since the very beginning of this Congress. You really haven't seen them be able to come together on much. And I think right now, now that we are in an election year, now that we are 9-10 months from November, I think hopes of something actually getting done in D.C. this year are pretty low.
Emily, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your thoughts. Emily Wilkins, Bloomberg Government Congressional Leadership Reporter, giving us her thoughts on the State of the Union address.